Good
Gemma.
morning. Good morning.
Hey, Susie.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October the 6th. How is everybody doing today?
Awesome.
Awesome. It sounds like you're
Great.
all awesome. Lots of energy on the call this morning. Woohoo! Who's fired up?
I am.
I am.
Yay, yay, yay. Well, let's hear
I
them, you
am.
know?
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my goodness. So I don't know if anyone saw my, did I post it on my timeline this morning or not? I can't remember what I posted today. Let me think about that. The Uptown Funk. Anyone listen to that one?
I love that song.
Yeah, it was
Oh,
wonderful.
Kevin. Anyone else?
Yeah, Cindy, I loved it. It was great. Your post was great.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I don't know about anyone else, but if you watch the video while you listen to the music, particularly, you can't help but get your groove on.
Yep.
And you know, it's really, would you agree, Cindy?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, that's a really a work of art the way they've brought all those movies on. It was just great.
Isn't that cool?
For sure. And if anyone else is like me, I can't sit in a chair motionless when I have a CD like, or I mean, a video like that on. It's like, get up and get moving. So there I am in my living room doing the dance moves like crazy, like I'm on the middle of a dance floor somewhere in a nightclub.
Hey,
Anyway, it
Sue.
was a, yes?
Hey, we were listening to that song a couple nights ago while we were trying to do planks, and that was almost
Oh.
impossible to plank and be still, and not dance around.
No kidding. That would be a tough one. There's other exercises you can work on your core while you while you have that one on. Woo! Anyway, so here we are, October 6th. It's Tuesday, a little overcast here in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. And just a big warm welcome to all of you that are live on the call and those of you that join us in podcast land. Thank you to Mr. Larry Fuchs from near Miami, Florida. And I think that the weather has turned around for you down there, Mr. Larry. I think it's gotten a lot nicer. Maybe there's less wind and less rain. I hope for you. Anyway, I'd love to hear some victories and some gratitudes over the last 24, 48 hours. Who'd like to step out? Give me time to eat a piece of my eyes of delight. Come on, guys. Oh, my goodness. That's such a quiet little bunch. I think I might have to turn that song on and get everybody shaking their booty so we can get this call into some level of energy.
Exactly.
Hey, so I have a gratitude.
Thank you.
It's not anything to do with isogenics this morning, but well, kind of it is. I'm grateful that I'm able to stay home with my kids and homeschool them. So that's my share for this morning.
Thank you for that. And it doesn't have to be specific to isogenics. There are so many things all around us to be grateful for, but in some
Absolutely.
way it often leads back to the opportunity we have with isogenics in some ways. So who else would like to step out?
Hey, this is Nina in Phoenix. And mine too,
Nina.
that's why I hesitated was because it didn't have anything to do with isogenics, but I'm absolutely grateful and praising God today because a friend of my daughter's is after probably 5 or 6 years of back and forth using drugs has agreed to go into treatment this morning, and they're taking him to a 92-day to 6 month facility where I think he's going to get some help that he needs, and it just my heart's just like bursting with joy that he's finally come to this decision.
Oh, that's so good to hear. And we'll just hold that space for him and keep you in our prayers that this is just exactly what he's been searching for all the time, all these days. That, there's that hole within us oftentimes when we fill it with other things. And I just pray that this gives him the opportunity to get his well filled up full and overflowing with things that are going to serve him. So thank you for that share. It's important.
Thank
We're a
you.
community. We're a family, so it's important that we know what's going on and we can hold each other up. So thank you. Anyone else want to share?
Yes,
Barbie.
Oh, I love it. So Barbie and somebody else.
Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Did you want to go, Barbie?
No, go.
Seriously. Okay. What I wanted to say is I'm all excited because I registered to Mind and Body, and I am a blind Isagenics user of 5 years, and my husband helps me with the back office doing the exercises, and I'm on day 38, and I've changed a lot of attitudes and a lot of mindsets, and I'm just excited about it, and I recommend it to everybody.
Thank you for that, Cher Louise, and you know, with your visual impairment, it does possess, it does pose a little more of a challenge when you're dependent on somebody else to assist you. And I just love your tenacity and your willingness to push through and your willingness to share some of the things with your husband, because I know that going through this myself, I'm going into day 35 today, there, you know, my husband's walked into my office sometimes when I'm in the middle of it, and it's like, you know what, this is about me. I need to share this confidently and confidentially so that, you know, I'm the person that's changing. So good for you. Way to go, girl. That's exciting. All right, your turn, Barbie.
Oh, Susie, I am so excited. I just got off the phone last night with one of my team mentors, and we have got a fall challenge going on, and in our team, and as of right now, we have 50 people participating into this fall challenge in just our organization. So I am so excited. It's all the work that we're doing, the special calls we're having, the recipes, the exercise, and everything that Melissa and Glenn have set up and their team partners. I give a shout-out to them. This is amazing what they've put together.
That's so exciting. And, you know, there's so many little challenges, but there are many challenges that people are going through right now, some leading into the Canadian Thanksgiving, which is this Monday, others between the Canadian Thanksgiving and the American Thanksgiving. But there's never a wrong time to start a transformation, just the same as there's never a wrong time to start the healthy mind and body. So, and on this week's theme, there's never a wrong time to be grateful for all that we have. I loved how Carolyn started the week off yesterday. And just really, she's such an amazing trainer. And she just is so clear in helping us to understand how important it is to share our gratitudes. And it really does to help transform our thinking, transform our being, and really just how we show up in the world. And, you know, with going through the healthy mind and body, just reflecting at the end of each day on what I did within that last day or so that I'm proud of, and, you know, what experiences I had that, you know, are helping me to become that better person that I choose to be and want to be. I love how Carolyn talked about sharing from the I am perspective. And talking about looking through the rearview mirror. How many of you look at your rearview mirror and say, you know what, if I'd done this differently, this outcome would have been different. If I'd done this, if I'd only. Because you're looking back at your life instead of looking forward on what's to come. And, you know, I loved Carolyn's analogy about the golf game. I'm a semi-quasi-occasional golfer, but I always go out with the attitude of saying, you know what, I don't really care what happens today. I'm just out here for a good time. If I hit the ball, I hit the ball. If I don't, I don't. No big deal. So I'm not one of those people that beats myself up on the golf course. I just go out because I can happen to be with other people, and it's a social event for me, and I get to have fun, get to walk a course and enjoy it. But there are a lot of people that don't just compare themselves to how they played the last hole or the last swing of the ball, but they compare themselves to other people. And that really can knock you down when you're comparing yourself to other people. I listened to a message last night sent to me by one of our Isagenics teammates who also has a child with special needs. And the message came from a gentleman that shared from the Bible in, let me just see whether I wrote it down, Genesis 1:26, where God created, he said, this is the words exactly, let us make man in our image. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So for those of you, just bear with me for a moment, because many of you believe in God, and those of you that don't believe that there is clearly a higher power. And in that higher power, when you think about when does life really truly begin, and when God said that he wanted to make man in his image, in our image, meaning the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are already created to be extraordinary. We are already created to be unique. We are already created to live an exceptional life. And so we have, regardless of what our current circumstances are, we have so much to be grateful for. The fact that we can bring air into our lungs. Oh my gosh, what a gift that is. There are other people that can't, that are living on life support. The fact that we can, you know, hear is a gift. It's something to be grateful for because there are many people who can't. Just, you know, and as Louise shared, the gift of our sight, there are people that can't see. And what a gift that is. And when we look in this, every area of our life, there's so much to be grateful for. The roof over our head, the lights that we just flick a switch and they turn on. The fact that we can go to the bathroom and flush a toilet and not have to run out to an outhouse. Like, how many of you are grateful for that every day? I mean, it sounds crazy, maybe, perhaps, because we start to take so many things in our life for granted that we don't stop and look at those small things that really do impact our life in such a significant way. The conveniences that we have, let alone the luxuries that we have, but the simple conveniences that we've learned to take for granted, like the power and the heat and the running water and the, you know, the telephone that rings, the computer that we get to turn on, the cellular, you know, system that allows us to communicate throughout the world. There's so much that we can be grateful for. And I loved how Carolyn really shared with us how we will receive more of that which we are grateful for. And conversely, we will see, we will continue to receive more of that which we are not grateful for or that which we focus on. If any of you have been fortunate to attend, and many of you have, I'm sure, a David Wood training event, and you know, I can't remember which one most recently that he shared this at, but he took a whiteboard up on stage. And on the whiteboard, he drew a great big black circle off to one side on the whiteboard. And the rest of the whiteboard was blank. And he said, that black dot represents all of the areas that we focus on that is not, in our terms, perfect or wonderful or amazing or significant. Those are the negative thoughts, the negative energy, the feelings of being unworthy, the feelings of comparison and judgment and jealousy and justification that Susan taught us on. That big black dot, but when you see it on a whiteboard, whether the room is, you know, a 10-foot wall, as an example, pure white, and you might have a 6-inch circle of black, it seems insignificant. It might even just be, you know, a 1-inch. But your eye is trained to go over and look at that negative, regardless of all the good that's going on around. So we have to work constantly at looking over at the possibility. The side over there that shows this is the creation. This is what you have available to you. This is the expanse of what's out there for you to enjoy. Focus on this. Write out those things. As we record the things on our whiteboards and our, you know, whether you have a whiteboard or don't, on your notebook, your goals. And it's no, you know, it's scientifically been proven that those that write down their goals with a date stamped to them are much higher chance of those accomplishing those goals than the people that just throw the ideas out in the air or think about them but never record them. Because what we focus on grows. What we pay attention to will come to be. So I look again at that big whiteboard and that dot. And, you know, our daughter one time, she said, Mom, she said, what people don't understand is the minute that you have a pail of white paint and you put a drop of black in it, it's no longer white. It's a shade of gray. It might appear to still be white, but there's a shade of gray in there. And in that shade of gray is that negativity, that jealousy, that justification, that judgment, the comparison game, all of those things, and that living in the past, the what if only, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, I, you know, all of those things that we focus on versus the things that we want. So we will receive those things. So Carolyn taught us that affirmations must be date stamped. And she shared with us one of her affirmations. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of you have the book. It's called The Science of Getting Rich, and it's by Wallace T. Wattles. It's the secret behind the secret, and the book is about attracting financial success through creative thought. And in this book, he says that you need not hesitate to ask largely. Your part is to focus and express the desires of what God's already offered you, and just state them out loud and write them down. Because we were not meant to live in poverty. We were meant to live in abundance. And everyone's term of abundance may differ. But we have to remember that God created us to live in relationship with us and to live as he lived, right? So he talks about, in this book, he talks about how gratitude is such a significant part of the attainment of our goals. The whole process is summed up in the word gratitude. First of all, you have to believe that thinking this way, recording this way, acting this way gives you everything you desire. And oftentimes it just takes time to prove it right. I know that our gratitude circle, and there are members of our gratitude circle that are committed. There isn't a day in 365 days they've missed. And others of us, you know, write it down in a notebook or think it out loud or think it in our mind, but don't send it off. And in not sending it off, we're actually denying the opportunity for those, for more abundance to come our way. And when we believe that our source, you know, for me, my source is God, will give me everything that I desire, I'm more likely to live in that place of gratitude at all times, in every situation and in every circumstance. Because I can relate myself through a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. And like I said, whether that gratitude is for the fact that I look outside my window, I see the beauty of the fall colors, the oranges and the yellows and the reds and the different shades of green. And in a few weeks, I'll look outside and most of the trees will be bare of leaves. But I know that a new season approaches and I'll be grateful for each day and each season as it approaches. Because I know that just like in our business, there are seasons. And in those seasons, there's either your season of planting or harvesting. Well, there's actually a season of drought. There's a season of, you know, where we don't feel like anything is happening. But oftentimes in those seasons, we're the person that's growing. Not necessarily the numbers on our board that, you know, our placement tree, and we see, you know, numbers added. Oftentimes we've stepped back. It's time to fertilize ourselves, to water ourselves, so that we can grow to become the person that will attract other people, so that we're in a position that we can water and fertilize others that come into our business. When we come from that place of gratitude, we understand that the nearer we live to that source of abundance and wealth, we shall receive it. So by just expressing it, we will receive it. Gratitude alone can keep us looking toward the infinite and prevent us from falling into the error of thinking that the supply of riches is limited. Like when you think about that, when I think about when all seven or eight of us in our gratitude circle write out and share our 10 items of gratitude for the day, look at how abundant that is. Oh my gosh, like that's 70, 80 items to look at and thinking, well, I don't really have much to be grateful, but when I read Kevin's and I read Linda's and I read Lewis's and I read other members of our circle, I go, wow, there is just so much to be grateful for. When we look at announcements of people that have rank advanced or people that have released weight or people whose, you know, health goals are being met, and we look at that and we congratulate them and we're grateful for the outcome that they're, you know, receiving, we too will be the recipient of more just by expressing our gratitude towards others rather than getting into that place of comparing. So we draw closer. It's just like a magnet. I love P.K. Smith used to always say, you are like the North Pole. And remember that all that you do in every way is being attracted to you. Who you were being, how you were thinking, what you're saying, all of that is being attracted back to you. So we want to be the best possible version of ourselves, and that version of ourselves begins with our gratitude, with being grateful for who we are in this moment in time, and each moment in time, even those difficult moments. Even those challenges that we're faced with, because it's often in those challenges, those moments, that we learn more about ourselves. We learn more about how important it is to stay focused on the outcome, to stay focused on our goals, because the situation is temporary in the whole scheme of life. So I just encourage you, if you haven't begun your gratitude journal, like Carolyn. I loved what Carolyn said. Do you know how many gorgeous, not gorgeous, that's not really the right word, but how many beautiful notebooks that I have, you know, journals with beautiful things on the outside of them, and, you know, I start maybe 10 pages and then I, you know, forget which one I was using and I start a new one. But I love what Carolyn was saying, by handwriting and by making it beautiful, by using colored pens and pencils and pictures, how more likely you are to carry that around with you. Same as my day planner. You know, I'm in Susan Sly's Organize Your Life course, and I'm there for the fourth time, and this is the first time I've actually figured out what color of markers I want to use in my day planner. And I love going to my day planner. I love seeing it and knowing, oh, my gosh, I'm just so grateful that for that teaching. Because now I look and go, oh, that's exactly what I scheduled for my income-producing activities. This is exactly what I can, you know, spend time in from a personal perspective. This is exactly where I'm going to work on my administration. This is the exact time I'm spending with Cody and or administration around Cody. This is exactly where I'm going to spend time with our extended family. This is exactly where I'm going to spend time in personal development, because it's colorful and it's beautiful and it's expressive, and it, you know, whether I put other little, you know, symbols or doodles or whatever it is in those areas, I'm more excited to open my day planner because I love color. I love it. It's an expression of who I am. I'm grateful for the kaleidoscope of colors that we have. It's so, you know, it's so exciting. So if you're missing out on that and all you're staring at right now is that whiteboard with a big black dot on it, I encourage you to wipe out the black and start filling up those white spaces with everything that you have to be grateful for. And tomorrow when you get up, that black dot won't even be there. You won't have those negative thoughts because you know that it's time to just record all of the things that you have to be grateful for and the abundance that you're living into, and through you. So I'm going to end at that, and I hope that there's, you know, somebody that this message has helped in some way or opened your mind or your heart to. And if so, I'd like to hear from you.
Susie, it's Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Beautiful, beautiful call. And, you know, the Lord is my choice. And about a year ago, maybe it was even longer, he challenged everybody to, our pastor challenged everybody to, before you read anything, before you look at your phone, before you talk to anybody, before you do anything, talk to the Lord. And I started that challenge, and I have to say at first it was different, you know, because you may get up and turn on your phone or do something, but it, or I may talk to Gino, and it was just like, nope, and I go in my own space and do it. And then it was shortly after that I started my gratitudes, where I write 10 things I'm grateful for every night before I go to bed. And it's amazing how it's changed my life.
Thank you for that share, Barbie. And you're right. You know, it just changed the focus over to God and to the things that we're grateful for versus to ourselves, right?
Yes. I mean, the energy changes. You feel that your energy changes. Everything starts to change in such a positive type of way. I can't explain the feelings, but it's, I'm really grateful for my church and this Isogenics community and everything God has given.
Yes, amen. Ooh. Anyone else want to share? Thank you for that.
Hey, Sue.
Good morning.
This is Kathy Elliott-Bryden.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Well, I'm pretty teary. I'm just bursting with gratitude. And I just wrote down 10 items just now when you reminded me that that's something I hadn't done yet. And it was just such a beautiful call, and the way you inspired us to just focus on all these wonderful things for which we're grateful and forget anything that we're not.
Thank you, Kathy. And you have so much to be grateful for. You have a beautiful daughter. You have a wonderful life. You have incredible, incredible training that you've just gone through with.
Oh no,
with that.
I just and a whole new group of friends, which who are almost the same quality and loving as my Isogenic friends. I mean, it's just I'm just bursting, and I even have a new man in my life.
Woohoo! Wow,
even,
that's a lot to be grateful, Kathy. That's
and
awesome.
And he was even on Isogenics, so like he was introduced by Steve Bentley like 10 years ago, and he kind of fell off, or just kind of fell off. He's very fit and healthy. So he's coming back into Isogenics.
Yay, that's wonderful. Thank you for
I
that share,
told
Kathy.
Steve that. Thank you. That's just a wonderful call. Just
thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else, or shall we end the call today? All right. So, you know what, guys? If you haven't yet, write out your list of gratitudes, or don't let the sun go down without doing that. And, pardon? I heard somebody that was stepping in there. Tomorrow we have beautiful Maura that will be training, and I'm sure she has many nuggets to share with you. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.